Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business and your business is our business. Fine. How do you do to you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We had a workout over at Orange Theory Fitness this afternoon.
Eric's so proud of himself whenever we make it over there.
I kind of am. And proud and injured. No, injured is not the right word. Motivate? No. Sore.
Well.
Really sore.
You know, are you ever not?
No.
Ever? I mean, does the story ever change a little bit? I know.
It's just an update.
It's just an update. Yeah, I'm sore again. Yeah. Angel's in town. We went to work out.
We went to work out.
I'm sore again.
Yeah.
It is. Same
one
story.
One of these days I'm going to connect the dots and then start pointing the finger at you. You're the reason I'm sore. Because you're in town. I haven't done that yet.
You know what?
I'm still blaming the trainers.
Whether we go to Orange Theory or not, that's probably true. Probably true. You want to build some trust. You know, people. They say that people do business with people they know, like, and trust.
Yes.
And I think this is, it makes sense, right? People know you. They like you. They trust you. They do business with you. I think we can all nod our heads in agreement and go, yep, absolutely. That makes sense. I've heard that before.
If you're nodding your head and agreeing, that means you don't understand it.
Most of the time, we just nod and agree because it makes sense, but it's not really sinking in and into the comprehension level. And I think as business owners or business professionals, we really struggle with how do you actually build know, like, and trust on the professional level. Because with not getting too friendly, you know, these aren't people you want to hang out with. These aren't people you socialize with. This is why social media is such a struggle, I think, for so many.
Sure.
Because they haven't quite figured out how to bridge the gap between my personal life and my professional life. And so when we start to build relationships on trust, can you really open up and be trustworthy?
I think you can. You know what? Let's do this right here and now.
Do what?
I'm going to lean back, close my eyes. I want you to catch me. Ready?
No,
here we go.
No, I'm not ready.
Come on.
This is not, why would I catch you?
It's a trust exercise.
Okay, but what about me says that I have the ability to catch you in a free fall?
How will you trust me if you can't catch me?
Oh, no, how will you trust me if I don't catch you?
That too.
Trust that I won't catch you. Right?
All right. Well, let's take it down a notch then. If you don't want to catch me when I'm falling, be honest.
I can't catch you.
apparently you are.
Let's work on
some of the key factors that you can work on here to grow and build trust. And honesty is the first one. I can't catch you. You're a behemoth. I saw what you put in your belly just 5 minutes ago. No.
And honesty, I mean, it's not necessarily being brutally honest. You know, there's a whole nother,
there's a discretion combination.
But let's just start with honesty.
Yep.
Let's start with honesty in our messaging and all of the things that we talk about and being transparent in how our company works, how we're going to charge you, if there are, you know how they always say the big print giveth and the little print taketh away.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're going to be taken away, if there are going to be issues, if there are some policies or parameters or some, you know, really important information that somebody needs to know, share that with them.
And demonstrate true partnership with your clients and or, you know, fellow staff members by watching their back. Not stabbing it.
You know, and I think sometimes we, you know, a lot of times we live in that gray area. Well, mm-hmm. if they didn't ask, I didn't have to tell them.
Be honest. That's lying.
Yeah.
It's omission.
Let's build trust by start with being honest. How about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Communication.
Let's talk.
Often.
Right now.
Frequently.
You and me.
Schedule
Why
regular
won't you catch me?
Meetings, because you're bigger than I am. By a lot.
A lot. Communication.
You're like twice as tall as
it's
me.
It's true. Okay, go ahead and finish it.
I'm twice as tall as me.
Yeah. You know, deep and wide. Here's the truth. When we communicate frequently, we don't allow the opportunity for fill in the blanks.
For guessing.
Right.
Being kept in the dark, and I have to figure it out, and I've got to fill in the blank. And what often happens, if I'm not hearing from you or you're not hearing from somebody you need to, what happens? We get a little anxious.
Of course
we get a little fearful. We're confused. We're concerned.
And because we're human, we usually put on the worst case scenario.
The worst case scenario is how we fill in the blank. So the more frequently you can communicate with people about what's going on, even if you don't have news, let me know. Nothing's changed. Nothing's different.
Right.
It's all still going forward. And because people do, they think they've got to fill. What's the backstory?
There is no backstory. Go ahead.
Third thing, if you want to build and grow trust professionally, build strategic alliances.
New plan. I'll catch you.
That's not that hard.
That's a strategic alliance. You want somebody as big and as wide as I am to make sure
you.
That you don't fall.
That is true.
Right?
That is true.
Strategic alliance.
One of us is going to be the catcher and the catchy. I do think switching that
you
around.
You be the bodyguard. I'll be the bodyguard. You be the body.
Let's stop. So long-term agreements, contracts, saying, okay, here, if we work together long-term and, you know, kind of give here and we give there, we can actually sometimes get better pricing, we can get better terms, maybe discounts or, you know, gifts with purchase, those kinds of things. So discover that if, here's how it says, discover who wins and how you can, you know, create a win-win.
Absolutely. Win-win
for everybody
Power partners,
involved. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. Here is something else. Now, not everything always goes right.
No.
It's not always, I mean, we're talking with people.
People.
And people are messy. And unpredictable, which is part of the joy of life and what makes the world go round and keeps it so exciting. But when things go wrong,
mm-hmm.
when maybe there is a miscommunication or a misunderstanding, because remember, what you say and what people hear are not always the same thing.
It's true.
Mend fences.
I'm sorry.
Fix it. Okay, and when you say you're sorry,
yep.
say why you're sorry.
I'm sorry for whatever it is I'm going to do tomorrow.
Something like that. I'm sorry for everything I've ever done, going to do, and could do, but I beg your forgiveness
now. Own what you did do. Don't be ambiguous and don't be facetious, especially if the person's not in a good mood. I'm sorry for miscommunicating or not communicating clearly enough. Here's what I'll do. I will change that in the future, and I will use my big boy words.
And call them and mm-hmm. deal with it immediately. Don't wait for them to call you. You know, if you notice something is there's been an error, a mistake, rather than waiting for them to call you and let you know about it because you think, well, maybe we'll just let this one slide. Maybe they won't even notice.
Right.
No, but you're building and growing trust.
Yes.
So call them immediately. And deal with it. Deal with it in a space that you own up to, even if it wasn't your fault, right?
And sometimes, in fact, a lot of times, it's not your fault. Take the high road. What's it going to cost you in a little bit of self-deprecation if you keep the thing going and you build trust.
Just take, you know, take the high road.
Yep.
And mend fences. Remember, we're growing trust, not breaking down barriers.
Right.
And we're growing and building trust. And then finally, if you're going to grow and build trust, and, you know, we've talked about being honest. We talk about communication. We've talked about, you know, making it a win-win. Service what you sell.
I love this one. I used to invent magic tricks. And I invented a magic trick that required a recurring purchase for the supplies for the trick.
Kind of like razor blades.
Kind of like razor blades. Only in, if we're going to use razors as a as an example, only after a good 20 years of servicing that, I changed careers and moved in a different direction. But they still had the razors, and they still needed the blades. So I serviced them, and I still service them.
Nice.
Service what I sell.
Thank you.
You're
right?
Welcome.
Right. And if you, you know, I mean, and in that situation, if you can find another vendor or somebody to take care of them, if you go a different direction, you're not stuck and tied to continuing a business you don't actually continue, but take care of them. Even if you don't sell that, find them another service provider that can take care of them. And so it's not something you get instantly, right? And trust is one of those things that most of the time you have it until you don't. And, you know, it's built on good, reliable behavior over time. And it can be easily lost, especially in the early days of a relationship, before it's actually really established, before you put change in your pocket. But you have to work on it. You can't take it for granted that you automatically have it and that you'll always have it. Make sure you do all the things it takes to build and grow trust.
I love it. We'll be back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. You sure you don't want to try to catch me?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. 5-7-60-68. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do want to interact with you live on the show. You can leave your comments on our Facebook Live. We appreciate you for tuning in.
We absolutely do. You know, and we are so excited. Every day we get to bring in a fabulous guest who serve and give to you, hopefully to get you through your day in the most positive and uplifted moment, you know, movement ever. And our next guest is no different. We have Ivor Chester. His leadership skills have guided him in and out of depression and homelessness to become a husband to his wife of 24 years and a father to two wonderful children who successfully navigate the American corporate culture. He's created and leads programs for corporate administrators who seek to raise the standard of leadership in the healthcare setting. He actually creates and leads curriculum that elevates leadership skills in middle management. Ivor Chester, welcome to Experience Pros.
Oh, thank you for having me. Good to be here.
Ivor, it is good to have you. Let's talk about what is it that you are most passionate about in your career?
I think you're going to have to answer that kind of with a story. Recently, I had an experience where I had a coworker pull me into their office, and they were flipping out over the belief system that they were this person at work, you know, that person with the answers, and they were all that in a bag of chips and salsa, the matter. We're in Texas, I have to say salsa. And they lacked other skills that made them a real dimensional person. They could do it at work, but at home, or socially, or just out there, there was something lacking because they hadn't built a purpose beyond just the 9 to 5. So
their identity was locked up in their business, but beyond that, they just kind of ceased to exist.
I could see for many of us, we get all wrapped up in what we do as part of our identity. And so how did you step in? How did your interaction help this person?
Well, I asked them what they were doing beyond just the door, what they were doing just beyond the boundaries of work. And they told me they would go home and they would check their emails, even though they checked them before they left. And then they would tell me they would build departmental structures at home, or they would be on corporate websites, or they would be interacting and doing LinkedIn stuff and social media that was totally just about that. And they were great people, and they were friendly to be around. But there was this masked insecurity that they had built behind a type of a corporate wall that had a false image to it. It just didn't ring true. So I had to help them literally. I said, well, then fine. Why don't you and I go sit down and get a sandwich? And they said, well, I don't know. I've only got about an hour and a half till my next meeting. And I said, it's going to take 20 minutes.
It's a big sandwich.
You know, yeah, it's just a sandwich guy, you know. And so he was, well, he goes, okay. And he had to call like two or three people like he was asking permission. Huh. And that told me a lot right there. He was somehow waiting to get permission from somebody to be himself, to be the whole dimension of who he really could be, when in reality, we don't have to ask for permission.
All right, Ivor, I get that. How do you, I mean, if you've got somebody who's got such baggage when it comes to their belief systems, how do you break through that, break it down, and help them release?
Yeah, well, a belief system comes out of a programming issue. There's a book, What to Say When You Talk to Yourself.
Sure, Shed Helmstetter.
The second step on that is belief, which means step one is programming. And you're going to have to be the one that's assertive about how you program yourself. If you're programming yourself with just stuff that just randomly comes through, or as I put it, if you're not really assertively programming yourself, it doesn't mean you're not being programmed. You're just not the one doing it. So you're going to have to start programming yourself with material that is going to grow you, is going to nurture you, and start to affect your belief system. So then you can go beyond that into other steps that will then get you the results that you really want.
Well, we're big advocates for NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and
sure,
really enjoy the idea of self-positive affirmations. That makes a huge mm-hmm. difference. All right. What else should we share with our audience as it relates to how they can go today and take a step in the right direction, a positive direction?
Well, you mentioned positive affirmations.
Sure.
And I'm going to tell you, as a man who, for many years, I suffered with depression, and it was debilitating, made me homeless, and I had to seek professional help, and I was very apprehensive about positive chat, you know, yak-yak to myself type of thing. In reality, if you're not talking good to yourself, you're not going to believe anybody else in how they talk to you. Or as I tell my clients, that if it's not okay for other people to talk negative to you, it's not okay for you to talk negative to yourself. People have this up-in-arms belief system that if somebody calls them a name or a slur or something, they're going to get up in drama about it. But the thing is, you're probably already doing it to yourself. So start changing how you talk to yourself. Start drawing lines in the sand that say, nope, I'm just not going to believe. I'm not going to use words like try. I'm going to do the do concept. I'm not going to accept less from myself. I'm going to go to great instead of settle for good.
I like it.
So I have on my mirror, for example, next to my kids' list as well, I have a list of affirmations that I created, and I asked for a bit of help from my wife and such and some mentors of mine. And I have this list of about 20 affirmations. I say them every day, sometimes multiply. I said them just before I got on the air with you guys about what I need to hear, what I need to say, how I need to speak to myself. And when I hear myself talk better to myself, I can start picking it out from other people when they start to speak in ways that I don't appreciate because of my boundaries. Then I can pick that out very quickly and do something about it and tend my own garden, my own backyard on it.
You know, if you've never experienced it and you've never done it, you dismiss how powerful it can really be. But it is a game changer. Ivor Chester, thank you so much for pouring into our audience today. We want to make sure that they have a way to connect with you. What's the best way for them to do that?
Well, I've got a free gift for all your listeners of my highly acclaimed new book on boundaries. You email me with the subject line book for a free download. It's going to happen in about 7 days.
Going to need that email, Chester.
Here it is, boundriesbook@gmail.com. That's boundriesbook ivor@gmail.com.
There you go. I said Chester. I meant Ivor. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We're grateful for the time. And, folks, go get that boundaries book at gmail.com. And, man, that's good news. We'll be back.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us today.
Back after these messages, folks.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
For many of us, the holidays are the best time of the year. From decorating cookies and stuffing stockings to taking the perfect family photo, it's easy to get lost in the holiday hustle and bustle and miss out on spending valuable time with loved ones. Walmart Family Mobile understands the value of staying in touch with friends and family, especially this time of the year. With no contracts or activation fees, it's easier than ever. Just pick a phone, pick a plan, activate and go. And Walmart Family Mobile's offering more savings with Walmart's lowest price unlimited phone plans, more data and discounts for additional lines, and now truly unlimited talk, text, and data at 4G LTE speed for just $49.88 a month on one of the nation's best networks. That should make your holidays even merrier. To learn more about Walmart Family Mobile's unlimited plans and the latest terms and conditions of service, visit your local Walmart or check out myfamilymobile.com. That's myfamilymobile.com.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of health care. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero.
Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. Oh boy, you're in for a surprise today.
Well, Eric, you are in for a treat today. Mm-hmm. It is not too early to start thinking about your long-term nutrition and health goals for 2018. Are
nutrition
you already ready?
And health.
Are you ready? Well, we have our celebrity of the day, Ricky Lee Hotz, the owner and registered dietitian of A Taste of Health. A Taste of Health Nutrition and Weight Loss. And as a result of doing business with her, you're going to get a jump start on your New Year's resolutions by reaching your long-term nutrition and health goals while maintaining and improving your quality of life.
I'm ready.
Ricky Lee, welcome to Experience Pros.
Thank you, guys. I'm so happy to be on today.
It is exciting to have you on. And now, Ricky, your education is as a registered dietitian, but you're also kind of an athlete.
Yes,
right? I know.
That
it's like super athlete. Tell us what you do when you're not doing dietitian stuff.
So when I'm not a dietitian, I am also a professional competitive ballroom dancer. So me and my partner, Todd, go and travel around the country and compete as a professional dancers in American rhythm style dancing.
I knew, and you are amazing. I've been able to see some of the videos that you've shared online. The pictures are incredible. But you've got to take this whole idea of health and nutrition very seriously because your body is a machine. Eric's is too.
Mine's a bigger machine.
But just of a different caliber.
Mm-hmm. Era.
Absolutely.
Scale.
So let's talk a little bit about, there really is an epidemic in the United States towards obesity. Share a little bit about that.
So in the U.S., obesity is definitely runs rampant. Our society makes it super easy to not be very healthy. Fast food is super easy access.
Right.
Little activity is minimal. We make things as convenient and easy as possible. So a lot of times we forget to be active. Mm-hmm. And who wants to cook when you can spend $1 on a burger?
Right. And it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly. But it's job security for me.
It is job security. And I love your disposition and attitude on this. Now, Ricky, my BMI tells me that I'm actually kissing.
It's lying. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. I didn't know where you were going. Sorry. I'll just listen. Yeah,
it says that I'm actually kissing obesity, that I'm right there on the edge. And I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, nah. But how can.
And we're going into eating season.
And we are going into eating season. Yes. Every day is eating season for me. How do we. I've heard that I need to eat more times in the day, but smaller portions. Is that true? Where's the truth behind all that?
Yeah, so that's really a big component that I utilize in a lot of my weight loss and just general healthy eating nutrition counseling is portion sizes are key because if you're eating more frequently and you're eating smaller portion sizes, you're keeping your body very metabolically active. So it knows I'm going to get food.
Right.
And I know exactly when I'm going to get it. So I'm going to use what I need to and get rid of the rest. If we eat maybe once or twice a day, we're thinking, yeah, I'm going to burn calories because I'm fasting.
Right.
But what's actually happening is our body says, I have no idea when you're going to feed me again. I'm going to store every ounce of what you're putting in me.
I need to introduce my body to the little Asian lady downstairs that runs the cafe. She knows.
She's like, just feed me every couple of hours. Eric, actually, I think Eric would love that. But Ricky, I think this is the challenge that most of us have. We are not eating often enough.
Right.
We leave the house in the morning. If we didn't pack something to prepare for the day, we work through lunch. You know, we nibble maybe something very unhealthy throughout the day. And you're right. And so you think, well, I'm hardly eating. How can I be gaining weight? So what are some things that you recommend? Because when do we have time to really fit in more time to eat?
Right. So that's something. Behavioral challenges are really the most difficult part of nutrition because it's so easy to know what you have to do. The difficult part is figuring out how the heck am I going to fit that into my life.
Right.
So that's really what I focus on with a lot of my clientele is figuring out, okay, now I'm running around all day. How do I handle that and eating? I look at what can we do to find healthy snack options that are quick and on the go that balance your carbs and your protein so that you can grab it and eat it while you're on the run.
Did you know when you were going to dietitian school that you were going to be a time management specialist?
And a behavioral specialist?
Right.
Behavioral, no. Time management, I grew up with a natural tendency for time management
she's
specialty.
Gifted. All right.
She is gifted. Ricky Lee, give your contact information.
Okay, so the best way to reach me is you can go to my website, which is denversdancingdietitian.com, or you can give me a call at 520-230-2636.
And do that number again, I'm sorry.
520-230-2636.
All right, so a lot of what, I mean, we know what to do. We can look online and see what it is we're supposed to do.
Right.
But it's when we actually work with a nutritionist or a dietitian that's going to help us with our mindset and our behaviors. Because we're going to go back to our old patterns. And especially now, how do you recommend we go through eating season,
the holidays.
AKA the holidays?
Yes. So one good thing about working with a dietitian is also there's a lot of really confusing and conflicting information online.
Sure.
So we don't know what's healthy, what's not, what's a fad, what's actually evidence-based in research. So that's a really important thing to follow, and we can help with behaviors.
Yeah.
Going into the holiday seasons, I actually have a healthy holiday tips blog going on right now. So a blog series where every week I'm giving you different tips.
Is that found on denversdancingdietitian.com?
It is.
All right. Okay. I'm sign up because I need that. Now, Ricky Lee, I'm going to give you the speed round. You ready?
Okay.
Turkey is good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Going to eat lots of turkey. instead of calling it dressing, can I call it cornbread salad?
Oh, yeah. So when it comes to those Thanksgiving treats, some tips that I've been giving out and I have coming at you for Thanksgiving, we're really focusing on things like, hey, I want to eat everything on that Thanksgiving plate. I want to load my plate up with all the tasty things.
Well, I'm at my mother-in-law's house, and so food is love. If I don't eat her food, she's going to think I don't love her.
Right.
So you have to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to take a small scoop of everything so I can try it all, rather than having a full, huge serving of every item.
And by small scoop, are you talking like teaspoons?
I mean, you can do a good tablespoon.
Not a ladle.
Exactly.
You know,
but you could start your day.
It was a backhoe.
You could start your day with the 5K there in Highlands Ranch, and then you can have a little bit.
Now there's something to look forward to.
How often do you dance, Ricky Lee?
I dance on average 5 days a week, an hour and a half to 2 hours a day.
So there's the discipline.
Sometimes more.
We should work out like Ricky Lee does, and that's how we get.
And how, I mean, I know what we put in our mouth is a big piece of it, and
absolutely,
how often and whatnot. But how much does exercise and activity play into that?
It's definitely a big part of it. You can't have one without the other. So with nutrition, nutrition's very important. You can't be healthy. You can exercise all you want and not be healthy without nutrition. But if you don't exercise, there's only so much you can do with food. So it's really important to be able to find exercise you actually enjoy doing that you can continue doing on a regular basis. Because if you're just going to the gym and you hate working out, it's not going to happen.
I like turkey leg curls.
Ricky Lee curls. Yeah. Give that website one more time, Ricky Lee.
It is denversdancingdietitian.com.
denversdancingdietitian.com. She is on our Facebook Live right now, and I am making sure that I post these websites and these links. Her phone number is there as well. What's the biggest challenge right now with your clients that you're helping them get through right now, Ricky Lee?
It's definitely going into this holiday season, figuring out how do I stay on track while I am so stressed. I have so much unhealthy food coming my way.
And our culture just pushes it.
Oh, absolutely. Right? It's our way of celebrating. It's our way of connecting with people. So how do you find out how to find that balance, be mindful of yourself and your choices, to really take the time to do what you need to stay healthy, but also enjoy the food you're eating.
All right, denversdancingdietitian.com. And make sure you sign up for the blog. Can we subscribe to the blog? Is that something we can do?
Right now, there's no subscription link, so just check it out. And yeah. I update it on both Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, you name it. So you can find it in multiple places.
And then your phone number, please.
520-230-2636.
One more time.
520-230-2636.
That's Ricky Lee Hotz, the Denver's dancing dietitian. Mm-hmm. You got to meet this girl. She's just amazing. She knows what she's doing. She walks the walk or dances the walk and talks the talk. You do a great job.
And I just learned how to spell dietitian because apparently I didn't know how to do that.
Yeah, that T instead of the C is a tricky one.
It does it to me every time. Ricky Lee, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely, folks. Denver's Dancing Dietitian. Go there, check it out. Make sure you get into the blog, and happy holidays. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros. America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk.
You know, I was just thinking that after we have a registered dietitian and a professional ballroom dancer in the studio, that we're going to up our game a little bit,
you
right?
You don't think we did?
All of a sudden you feel like you just maybe you need to be a little healthier in your food choices.
My fat rolls are going over my belt.
Whenever we have one of our celebrity guests in the studio, we take a picture with them afterwards here in the studio just, you know, to commemorate the moment. And Eric's like trying to suck it in.
I totally did.
I'm like, what are you doing? Where do you think it's going to go?
You know, I'm not a fat person.
I'm not a fat person?
I have a dad bod.
A dad bod?
Yeah, I got the dad bod going on. And it's, no, oh, don't. Vulnerable. Vulnerable. What you doing with your face there?
I'm just trying to think of how you qualify as having a dad bod.
But, what do you think a dad bod is?
I don't know.
Vulnerable.
I don't know. All right. But have you ever come across someone who just seemed to get so much done and was by far the most productive person you knew?
Angel Tussie.
I was thinking Ricky Lee Hodge.
Oh, well, yeah, that works
too. I mean, she is super productive. She is super disciplined. She's dancing circles around us figuratively and literally.
Right.
And so, you know, being all motivated. Like when you, this is why it is so important when they talk about, when they, quote unquote, they talk about the people you associate with, the people you hang out with. You know, do you hang out with people that aspire you to push yourself to just be a little bit better, a little bit, you know, to kind of pour into your greatness? Or do you hang out with people who kind of shun your aspirations? Oh, why are you going to that thing? Why are you going out? Why are you working so hard?
No, we don't hang out with them anymore.
Right? You have to give those up. But here are some ways, according to Matt Mayberry from Entrepreneur.com, some ways that you can become the most productive person you know.
Number one is my favorite. Even me.
Even you.
Yeah.
Right?
Number one, eat to win. Yes!
Okay, so when eat to win, like, the day, not to win and be the beast over the hamburger, right, and the... And, you know, the 3 pounds of spaghetti.
Yeah, he goes on and says a junk food diet will lead to junk performance.
Ooh, right?
That's true.
So start your day by consuming foods that increase your energy, your focus, your well-being. So when you look at that donut, will this increase my energy, my focus, and well-being? I mean, it might be one of the three.
Yeah.
But who did I just saw a meme the other day. It says, I don't rise and shine. I caffeine and hope for the best.
Number two, start your day with a green smoothie. You do that quite often, although your greens kind of turn kind of muddy brown.
I know. Sometimes they taste like dirt, my smoothies. I have not been starting my day with a green smoothie.
Well, let's get back to it, lady.
And...
I mean, Lady Tussie. It's a formal.
What are you going to do it too? Is there a mouse in your pocket? Like, which part of Angel doing this means that
I'm the one who helps you caffeinate and hope for the best.
You do, yeah. Eric is
that's my role.
Yeah. Here's a green smoothie recipe that he recommends. It's 2 handfuls of spinach, an apple, 2 stalks of celery, a juice lemon, and 8 ounces of water.
Sounds horrible.
What else do you have in your green smoothies?
I don't know.
That's kind of the recipe.
Where's the sugar in the
There's no sugar.
Ice cream.
There's some apple and celery, spinach and juice lemon. It's high in fiber and helps get rid of toxins. Also provides with vitamins and minerals needed for world-class energy levels.
All right. While you're getting your energy levels up there, how about planning your day the night before? That's a good practice that you showed me years ago, and I still kind of work on it.
You still kind of work on it?
Absolutely.
So before you end the day,
yes,
figure out tomorrow. Don't wait until the morning or when you get to the office to figure out what your day is going to look like. You can be the most productive if tonight, before you close up shop, before you shut down your computer, before you leave your desk, that you check out tomorrow. Confirm any appointments. Send little confirmation reminders. It helps eliminate, in many cases, no-shows. Do you need to get gas? Do you need to download maps? Do you need, to pick up your outfit from the dry cleaner? Do you need cash from the ATM? Will you need to leave a couple minutes early because it's going to be snowing in the morning or anything like that? By planning your day the night before, it crushes out all those things that could go wrong in the morning.
So true.
And because how often do things come up last minute? Maybe an alarm doesn't go off. Maybe your child needs something extra.
Life is.
And so if you've planned and adjusted for your day, then if one of those things comes up, it doesn't completely derail you.
Yeah, I like it. We're at a productivity creed. Here's mine. I, Eric Raymer, am the most productive person I know. I dominate my day and move quickly from task to task, accomplishing things that matter. Who's kidding? Who? This is not my creed. This is the guy who wrote the article.
It is his. He says it's a game changer for him, and he writes it on note cards. And he carries it around with him everywhere he goes. He says, when I catch myself in a funk, I glance down at my productivity creed and I get right back to work. He said, there are times where I can look through this at least 10 times in the day to get you back on track. How often, there are going to be derailers throughout your day that are going to mess with your productivity. And so those are the most productive have a way to get themselves back on track. It's not that they're never derailed. They just don't stay off track the rest of the day. For a lot of people, and one thing goes wrong, and they're toast the rest of the afternoon.
Drink up. Instead of rushing to grab that cup of coffee every time you feel sluggish or tired, drink some water.
Yeah, most of the time you're dehydrated.
I brought show and tell today.
Are you drinking water?
I drank an entire, very large cup of water. This has got to be, 20 ounces, maybe 24 ounces?
We were doing a webinar yesterday, and it was a 90-minute webinar. And Eric had he had 3 beverages all set up for while we were going to be doing this this 90-minute webinar.
I had my Go Coffee that came in with me to the office. I had my coffee that comes from the office, and then I had a big old glass of water.
It is so true that so often when we start to feel sluggish or maybe even a little hungry or a little worn out, that it's more likely a sign of dehydration than anything else. And so some water, if you can put in a little spritz of lemon in it, all the better.
And there you have it. That's your productivity insights. from the Productivity Pros. It's the Experience Pros. It's, well, mostly Angel. That's all right. Drink up. We'll be back after the top of the hour news with more positive business talks, what you've come to expect. For the archives of this broadcast and every broadcast that we do, go check out experiencepros.com. Click on the radio tab. There they are, and a big button that says Archives. Back after this.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.